感谢神啊！那今天啊，我们教会的安排表说今天是见证会。
According to our church schedule, thank God today it has been arranged for a testimony session.
啊，我知道我们教会以往没有啊，在排见证时候，大部分是啊灵恩会的时候。
We know in our church, we normally have testimony sessions only during spiritual convocation.
那我们现在这次安排，希望说以后会常有机会有这种见证会的形式。然后借着弟兄姐妹的见证，来再次挑战我们对神的这个的信心。
So council has decided that we would have more frequent testimonies and using these testimony sessions to be able to encourage our members to draw closer to God and experience God even more.
那今天晚上我们安排是王丽丽姐妹。
Today, tonight, arrangement is for Sister Lily Wang.
那丽丽姐妹是去年受洗的。
Sister Lily was baptized last year.
啊，那今天晚上她要见证说她怎么来信，然后信了以后的一些体验。
And she would like to testify first how she came to Christ in this church, and secondly, her experiences after getting baptized.
好，那我们现在就把时间交给她。
And so we'd like to turn the time over to her now.Let's bow and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear witness for him.
我来美国之前，我是住 Chino Hills 那边。
When I first came to America, I first lived in the area of Chino Hills.
然后在那里有一个朋友带我去就别的教会。
And at that time, there was a friend who took me to a Christian church.
当时我去教会的原因是我表弟彤彤他没有朋友跟他玩。
And the reason I gone to church at that time was because my cousin, that's 彤彤 Sean, he did not have any friends to play with.
然后我就带他去。
And so I brought him to the church.
第一次他玩的就很开心。
And the first time he went to church, he had a fun time playing with the other children at church.
然后我就每次都会就是礼拜天的时候聚会，我都会跟带他一块儿去参加聚会。
So every Sunday, I would bring my younger cousin Sean to the church there, so he can attend services and play with other children.
教会我喜欢听他们唱赞美诗。
And when I was at that church, I enjoyed listening to the hymn singing.
可是他们等到他们就牧师在上面讲道理的时候，我就听不懂。
But every time the pastor of the church would go up to preach a sermon, I couldn't understand what he was saying.
有时候就会实在忍不住，就会想要去睡觉。
And sometimes I really couldn't endure any longer. I would almost fall asleep.
我在那里大概有去了有一年多。
And I attended the church there for about 1 year.
但其实我对圣经也是不是很懂。
And during that 1 year, I really didn't understand the Bible.
然后在去13年的12月份，然后我们搬到就尔湾。
And then in that year, in February of 2013, we moved to Irvine.
我们就是搬家就往尔湾家里走的时候，路上。
And then on our way driving to our home,
我叔叔开车就看见真耶稣教会。
When my uncle was driving, he passed by the church here in Irvine and found the True Jesus Church.
然后我叔就跟我说 ，Lily， 你以后就可以去这个教会。
And then my uncle said to me, Lily, in the future you can go to this church.
因为他有写中文，我就觉得应该是华人教会。
And because our church has the name of True Jesus Church in Chinese, so I assume it must be a Chinese church.
可是我不认识教会里任何一个人，我就没有。那种勇气想要去踏入这个教会。
But because I didn't know anyone in this church, so I was afraid to step into this church.
然后再一次就是我邻居开 party 的邀请我们去他家做客。
And another time my neighbor had a party, and so she invited us to go to their party.
然后我去他家就看见他那个小圆桌上放了一本圣经。
And when I was there, I saw that on her little round table, she had a Bible on the table.
我就跟她讲，我说阿姨，你是不是也去教会
？And so I asked her, Auntie, do you also go to church?
她说对，她去。
And she says, "Yes, I do go to church."
啊，我就问她，我说在哪里呀
？I said, "Oh, which church do you go to?"
她说他们去的是一个美国人的教会。
And so she replied, "She goes to an American church."
然后离这边也很远。
And but it's also very far from their home.
因为我英语不是很好，所以我说我不去。
And because my English is not very good, so I also said to her, "Oh, then I don't think I want to go to a far church."
在2014年的就四月份左右吧。
And then around April of 2014,
我就去 Jeffrey 这个大华。
When I went to the 99 Ranch in Jeffrey,
买完菜出来。
And after buying shopping groceries,
有一个男生拿着一个传单给我。
There was a man who gave me a flyer.
他说我们教会有活动啊你要不要来参加
And he invited me, we have some activities at church, would you like to come to our church?
然后我说你是基督徒吗
And so I said to him, are you a Christian?
然后他说哦是
And he said, yes, I am.
然后我就特别高兴我说我也是
And then I was very joyful, so I said, oh, I'm also a Christian too.
然后我说最起码我要去教会的话有一个人带着
And so I was very happy because at least I know this one person who can bring me to his church.
会好一点。
Then I feel more comfortable that I at least know somebody.
然后当时他就留下我的电话。
And so he wrote down my telephone number.
然后等到礼拜天的时候，我就去开车去参加他的聚会。
And then on Sunday, I drove a car to go to their church.
我带的表弟。
And I brought my younger cousin again.
还有另外一个表妹。
And also my other younger cousin.
但是去了以后跟我想象的不一样。
But when I went there, it was different from my expectation.
我们去了以后他们给我们一个耳机让我们戴上。
When I went there, they gave us earphones to listen to.
然后我们坐下来听。
And when we sat down to listen,
有好几个人都在台子上坐着。
And there was quite a few people sitting on a stage or a pulpit.
我不知道哪一个是牧师。
I didn't know which one of them was the pastor.
然后讲的什么我也完全没有听懂。
And even though they gave us Chinese translations on the earpiece, I still didn't understand what they were talking about.
但是等结束完以后。
But after the service was over,
他们让我很吃惊。
They really surprised me.
他们长得没有一个人就是长得都是外国人的外表。
Because they were all Caucasians.
然后他跟我说话的时候
，But when they talk to me，
都是用中国的本土的话，一点那个口音都没有。
They were able to speak to me in fluent Chinese without any accent. So I was very shocked.
然后其实当时我们已经坐不住了，待不下去了。
Actually, at that time, we really wanted to leave already.
彤彤陪我们一块儿，就是听了大概有两个小时的。
And my younger cousin stayed about 2 hours with me in the service.
他一直在问我啊，什么时候可以去参加活动啊
？And so he kept asking me, when can I go to children's class activities?
我一直在跟他说等一等。
And I kept telling him, wait a minute, wait a minute.
等聚完会以后，我就去找那个给我发传单的那个男生。
And afterwards, I went to look for the man who had given me the flyer.
他说我们接下来有小朋友的 class.
And he said that we are having our children's class in the afternoon.
然后我就为了我彤彤，然后我说那就再陪他上一节课。
And then I said, oh, for the sake of my younger cousin, I said, okay, why don't we stay for one more session, just for so that he can attend the children's class.
然后他又跟我说你要不要去听妈妈的课啊
？And then they asked me, do you want to go to the service for mothers?
其实我表弟其实也是有一点害羞了。
And my younger cousin was very shy.
然后第一次他也有点害怕。
And he was a little bit scared.
然后我就说那我们陪着他吧。
So I said, okay, well, we'll just go and accompany him to his children class.
他们也是跟小孩子，但他们好多大部分小孩子都是美国人。
Now, in their children class, mostly they were Caucasians.
但他们都是用中文在跟孩子上课。
Yet it was a Chinese religious education class.
有时候会唱英文歌。
Sometimes they'll sing hymns and children's songs in English.
然后到最后就是祷告的时候。
But when they were praying,
我有点就是吓到。
I was actually quite terrified.
孩子都是跪下来。
They all knelt down to pray.
然后老师说一句，孩子们跟着说一句。
And the teacher would say one sentence, and the children will repeat after the teacher.
然后那种感觉就是好像在跟孩子洗脑。
I felt as if they were brainwashing the children somehow.
然后他们祷告的时候，我身上起一身鸡皮疙瘩。
And I felt that there was something funny there because my goosebumps just was over my body.
他们祷告，在祷告的那个阶段，我就觉得有点恐惧，就是那种很害怕的那种感觉。
And suddenly I had this feeling of horror and fright.
我觉得如果从头来这个教会的话，会被洗脑，然后赶紧走。
And I didn't want my younger cousin to be brainwashed by going to this church.
然后我就等结束以后，我就带着他们一块儿就回到家。
And so as soon as the service was over, I quickly led my two cousins away from the church.
回到家以后，隔了有大概几天。
And after going home for several days,
那个男生又跟我打电话。
And that man called me again from that church.
说我们教会最近有复活节活动。
He said, we have Easter activities programs at our church.
你要不要来参加？
Do you want to come to our church?
然后我就问他另外一个问题。
And so then I asked him another question.
我说我是要找基督教会。
I said, I'm looking for a Jesus Christ church.
他说我们是基督教会啊。
He says, yeah, we believe in Jesus.
因为我当时不知道摩门教是基督教会。
Because at that time, I didn't know Mormon church was also considered a Christian church.
然后我就找个借口，我就把他拒绝了。
But regardless, I still just found an excuse and didn't go again.
后来他也给我打电话几次，打过几次电话。
Later on, he tried to call me several times.
然后我就把他弄成黑名单。
And then I blocked his phone number from my cell phone.
然后过没几天，我就在想，我说这个我肯定不会再去了。
And then I thought to myself, I don't think I'll ever go to that church again.
然后我就说，我肯定还要再去找教会。
But I really need to look for a church.
因为我住 Kingdom Hill 的时候，已经习惯了每个周日都会去教会。
Because I was used to going to a church in Kingdom Hills every Sunday.
如果我不去教会的话，我就会带彤彤出去玩。
Because if I don't go to church, then I have to take my cousin out to play.
可是每次都是我带着我表弟一块儿出去。
But every time I have to bring my younger cousin go out together to play.
他没有同龄的小孩跟他玩。
And there's no one his age to play with.
所以我就继续在找教会。
And so I continue to search for a church.
我之前去的那个教会，它是悟性祷告。
And the church I went to in Chino Hills, they would pray in understanding.
大概在就是去年2014年的一月份。
And around January 2014,
我也是因为一些家里的事情。
And there were some problems at home, some troubles I met.
然后我就在家里祷告。
And I started to pray at home.
然后我就觉得这个祷告，不够力量。
I felt that this prayer and understanding I learned from them was very weak.
我有一个感觉是，我想要再去找一个教会。
And I had this feeling that I need to go search for another church.
然后我就想到我们刚搬家过来的时候，我叔叔跟我说。就是在路上跟我说啊，那就一个真耶稣教会。
And I remember that my uncle had told me on when we first moved to Irvine that look, there is a True Jesus Church here on Tribuco Road.
然后我就在那条路上就一直绕绕绕。
So I decided to go to True Jesus Church. My very first attempt to go to True Jesus Church, I was searching for our church on this road over and over again.
然后大概都快一个小时了吧。
And I drove around for about an hour.
我都没有找到真耶稣教会那几个字。
But I couldn't find this church at all.
然后我就说，那好吧，那我回家在网上找地址。
And then when I decided to go home, I would Google to see where True Jesus Church is on the web.
其实我当时都不知道真耶稣教会英文名字叫什么。
I didn't know the English name for True Jesus Church.
然后我就在网上输入中文真耶稣教会。
So then I just entered True Jesus Church in Chinese.
然后在上面没有找到任何真耶稣教会的地址啊、名字啊、照片。
And I couldn't find any address. I couldn't find any phone number when I entered in Chinese. I couldn't find any photos.
我在网上大概找了有三四个小时，愣是没有找见。
I looked on the web for 3-4 hours, but I still can't find this church.
然后我就说奇怪了，明明上次我有看到。
And then I thought to myself, this is very strange. I know I've seen this church when I drove by it.
然后等到第二天的时候，我就去问我叔叔。
And the second day, I went to ask my uncle.
我说叔叔，你还记得上次你跟我说有一个真耶稣教会
？And I said to uncle, don't you remember you refer me to a church here on Trudy's church?
那它在哪里
？Where is it located?
然后我叔叔就带着我来到基，哥好像是礼拜天的时候，然后带我来到教会。
And then so on a certain Sunday, he drove me over to this church.
我们是礼拜天下午来的。
We came on a Sunday afternoon.
然后来的时候教会是锁门子。
But when we came, our church was closed.
我说奇怪，不是安息日都要聚会吗？为什么这个教会是关着门的？
And I was thinking to myself, this is strange. Isn't Sunday a Sabbath day? Why is this church locked on a Sunday?
然后我叔叔就说，你看那儿有一个牌子，你去看一下。
And then my uncle said, look over there, they have a schedule there on the sign.
然后我就拿出手机，然后看见上面有那个时间。
And then I saw the worship times listed on the sign in front of Trudy's church.
然后我就拍了个照片。
And I took a photo of it.
然后说下次他聚会的时候我再来。
And I will come next time when they do have a service.
等到大概有一个月吧。
After another month.
然后因为就觉得我应该去教会。
I had that feeling again. I have to go look for a church.
然后我就跟我叔叔说，那我去教会了。
And I told my uncle, I gotta go to church now.
然后我叔叔就送我进来。
And then so my uncle drove both of us, me and my cousin, to hear this church.
然后我们开车进来的时候是右转。
And because when we came into the parking lot of this church, we just came in and we turned right.
因为我们进来的时候，我们有看这边。没有看到有门。
We didn't see that there was any doors when we came to the religious education building.
正好看见有一个人在停车，我们就拐到最后。
And since we saw someone parking in the parking lot to the front of the building, we just parked there too.
然后我说，哎，怎么没有门呢？
But then I was looking for the front entrance to the chapel, but I couldn't find any doors.
我只看见那个宗教教育那儿有一个门，一个很小的门。
Then I came in through that side.The western side of the building, and so I didn't see any doors other than a little door to that other building.
我大概纠结了十几分钟吧。
And I was searching for a main door to the chapel for about 10 some minutes.
然后我才踏出车门。
And then later on, I went to the side door.
我跟我叔叔说，我说你在这儿等我一下。
And I told my uncle, can you just wait here for me?
其实我有点害怕，我还是不敢自己踏进来。
Actually, I was still very a little bit hesitant to boldly come into the church where I don't know anyone.
我就顺着宗教教育跟这个的中间这个小路走进来。
And so I followed that path that's right over here between a chapel and a religious education building.
然后我就从那个窗户上。
And then from the windows, I saw the people inside the chapel.
我看见大家都坐得一排一排的。
I saw everybody was already sitting in the pews and starting service.
然后我听见有讲话的声音。
And I heard someone preaching.
我就站在那儿就没有走。
And I stood outside, but I didn't come in.
我说我来晚了，已经开始了。
And I said to myself, I came late.
那我下次再来吧。
I'm too embarrassed to come inside because I'm late, so I'll come next time.
我就掉头就回去。
And then I turned away.
然后我叔叔说，哎，怎么这么快？
And my uncle said, how come you're leaving so soon?
然后我说，哎呀，人家已经开始了，走吧走吧，下次再来。
I said, well, they already started service. I'm too late. That's okay. We'll come back next time.
然后一等又是一个月。
And then we waited another month.
然后我说有一个感觉，就是说我必须要来教会。
I kept having this feeling I have to come to this church.
当时我家里只有我跟彤彤两个人。
And at that time when we lived at home, it was just me and my younger cousin, Sean.
然后我就看了一下手机，那个时间是几点开始。
And this time I saw on my cell phone exact time of the service.
然后我就到点的时候我就出发。
And at that point in time, I came right on time to church.
然后我来到教会，我还是顺着。到那个停车场。
And this time I also came and parked in the front of the church again.
我忘记是谁了，我看见有一个人在宗教教育那个门上进去，然后出来，然后绕了一圈。
And I saw somebody coming out of the religious education building and then make a circle around.
然后我就在车上看着。
And I was watching him from the car.
我心里想，要不要进去？
And I said to myself, should I come into this church?
然后我说，那不行，再走。
I said, well, if I don't feel like it, maybe we should just go away.
但是我想给彤彤做一个榜样。
But I wanted to set an example for my cousin.
所以我们就下来了。
And so we came out of the car.
就在那个时候，那个人出来，然后就顺着这个小路进来。
And then at that time, we saw that person start walking down the path.
然后我就看跟着他就走。
And I follow quickly behind that person.
然后我跟他走到那个中间，啊，终于看见大门了。
And then after that person finally walked to the main doors of the chapel, I finally found where the main entrance to the chapel was.
然后我就进来。
And then after I came inside,
然后就有人很热情地在接待我。
There were the ushers warmly receiving me.
然后让我们进来坐下。
And they had me sit down quickly.
然后其实我的注意力都在那个接待我的人。我说，谢谢你，谢谢你。
And my attention was focused on the ushers, so I wasn't noticing the things that were happening around me.
我完全没有注意到，等到我进到大厅以后，大家在祷告。
I didn't even notice that everybody was actually praying in tongue.
等我坐下的时候，从那个接待人的身上的眼睛回过来的时候。
And after the usher left, and I started looking around me when I sat down.
我看见大家都在跪下来祷告。
I noticed everybody was kneeling down praying.
然后身体在颤抖。
And their bodies were shaking.
哦，我说，哎呀，怎么回事？
And I thought to myself, am I in the wrong place again?
难道这也不是我找的那个教会吗？
Is this a church, again, a failure in looking for the right church?
怎么这个怪怪的？
Why is this church kind of weird?
然后彤彤坐在我旁边。
And my cousin, little cousin was sitting next to me.
他跟我说，我怕。
He said, I'm scared.
然后我就把他抱起来。
And I held him, I hugged him.
我说没事。
I said, don't worry, it's okay.
但是其实我那一刹那我想要出去。
But actually, in my mind, I was ready to escape.
然后就在我想要出去的那一刹那。
And that moment when I was ready to run out of this chapel.
然后那个接待的就给我带了一个姐妹过来说，你可不可以陪她一起坐。
And an usher brought another sister to come sit with me.
然后我又把站起来的那个然后又坐下去。
And so I stood up to greet that person, I sat down again.
然后那个姐妹很热心，帮我翻圣经啊。
And that sister was very warm and friendly, and she turned the Bible for me.
但我其实没有听到到底是台上在讲什么。
But the whole time, I couldn't listen to the sermon what they were saying in the pulpit.
整整一个小时，我都在想，怎么为什么这个怪怪的。
And the whole hour, all I was thinking about was why is this prayer so weird in this church?
当时那个姐妹就留下我的那个电话呀。
And that sister wrote down my phone number.
等早上的聚会结束以后，我就跟她道别，然后就走。
And right after morning service was over, I quickly left.
大概过了几天吧。
After a few days,
然后那个姐妹跟我打电话。
That sister called me.
她说周四有一个查经聚会。
We have a Bible study on Thursday.
你要不要来听
？Do you want to come listen?
她说话很温柔。
And she talks so very gently.
啊，我就没办法去拒绝她。
And I couldn't deny her.
我说好吧。
I said okay.
其实因为我送彤彤上学，我整天也没有事情。
And because after I drop off my cousin to school, I really have nothing else to do the whole day.
然后我就来。
And so I came to church again.
当时我就正好是一个梁传道在讲道。
And at that time, Pastor Liang was leading the Bible study.
我就觉得他好像是在跟我讲。
I almost felt like he was actually talking to me.
我第一次听道理听得懂。
This is the very first time I can understand the gospel.
而且我很喜欢他讲道理。
And I really enjoyed listening to him speak about the Bible.
然后我就在想，哦，就是祷告的时候我不是很喜欢。
And I thought to myself, I like the Bible teaching, but I don't like the prayer in this church.
但是其他的我都还喜欢。
And everything else I like.In this church.
然后我就继续每个礼拜都会跟大家一起聚会。
And so I decided to continue coming to this church.
然后大概过了也是过了几天。
And after a few days,
然后那个姐妹又跟我打电话。
And that sister called me again.
她说，今天有一个聚会。
She said tonight we have a family service.
她说你要不要来
？Do you want to come?
是在一个弟兄的家里。
It is in the home of a brother.
然后我说，其实晚上我都不愿意出去。
Usually I don't like to go out in nights.
但我还是不愿意拒绝他。
But for some reason I couldn't say no to her.
然后我说好吧。
So I said okay.
然后我就去。
And so I went to the family service.
当时，也是梁传道在主持家庭聚会。
And again, that time Pastor Liang was leading the family service.
我很认真的在听。
I listened with a lot of concentration and focus.
我觉得他讲的每一句话都是在对我讲。
I felt every word he was speaking to my heart.
然后我就听， 然后最后是结束祷告的时候。
And I listened very hard, and at the end and concluding prayer,
我很用心地在祷告。
I pray with all my heart.
因为我也为我的妹妹祷告。
Because I was also praying for my younger sister.
但是我就觉得
who was sick.
我就看见很亮的光。
And during that prayer, I saw a glorious light.
我感觉到那个光的亮度是比家里边的电灯亮。
I felt that light was brighter than the lights in that home.
但也没有太阳的那个刺眼的那个感觉。
And it didn't have the piercing sharpness of the sun.
然后我就感觉自己很热。
And I felt I was really hot and burning.
祷告结束以后，我就问，梁传道怎么回事？
And then after prayer, I asked Pastor Yang, "What was that light I saw?"
然后，后来。梁传道说你会有不同的体验。
And so Pastor Liang explained to me that you will have different spiritual experiences when you come to our church.
我其实是五月份来慕道。
And I came last year around May in 2014.
14年五月份。然后我是14年七月份灵恩会的时候得圣灵。
And it was in the hymnal, Hymnal Evangelical Night in July that I received the Holy Spirit.
我是十月份受洗。
And in October, I got baptized.
我其实那个时候，因为我之前在另外外教会已经受过一次洗。
And actually, I was already baptized in the other church in Chino Hills.
所以我对这次来这个教会受洗，我很慎重。
And so when I came to this church, when I had to decide to be baptized again, I took it very seriously.
所以我就问了好多问题。
So I asked a lot of questions.
其他我就等一下再讲，我就先讲我妹妹的见证。
So now I'd like to talk about what was happening during those 5 months about the testimony of my sister.
在我五月份就刚来的，刚来教会慕道的时候。
And during the time when I first came to Trudy's church.
我妹妹就有一天跟我打电话。
One day my younger sister called me from China.
她说姐姐我生病了。
She said, "Sister, my I became very sick."
我是什么病
？I said, "What kind of sickness do you have?"
然后她没有跟我讲。
She didn't say.
然后我说那就看病啊。
I said, "So just go see a doctor."
她是一月份结的婚，一四年一月份结的婚。
And she had just gotten married in January of last year.
她跟我讲，她说她之前以为是怀孕了。
At that time, she thought she was actually pregnant.
所以一直都没有在意。
And so she didn't think that was anything.
因为那个情况就是肚子也渐渐大了。
Because she felt her abdomen started growing in size.
然后也有呕吐的症状。
And she had the symptoms of vomiting, nausea.
等到她回到就是她先生的老家的时候
，But when she went back to her husband's home village,
她反应越来越厉害。
Her condition grew worse.
然后她婆婆就叫她说：“你要去医院检查一下。
”And so her mother-in-law said, "You have to go to hospital."
这一检查就医生就没有让她出院。
And after she entered a hospital, the doctors did not discharge her from hospital anymore. She was kept there.
医生说她没有怀孕。
A doctor says she did not get pregnant.
她是葡萄胎。
She has a tumor. What is that called? It's it's not pregnancy. It's just some sort of tumor inside her body. It was growing.
她当时已经是从最轻一到十二，她已经是十二都超了。
And if you could label the degree since severity of the tumor is from 1 to 12. She was already at level 12.
医生告诉她她已经是溶癌的恶期肿瘤。
And so the doctor says she's already in a very malignant stage of a ovarian cancer.
当时她告诉我她跟我打电话说
uterine cancer.
她说医生给她治疗方案。
And so the doctor said thata treatment plan.
只是延长生命。
It can only make you maybe prolong your life a little longer.
能不能治好
？But it can never heal you.
医生不敢保证。
The doctor cannot guarantee she can be healed.
但他现在首要的任务是要进行清宫手术。
But she needs to receive surgery.
然后医生告诉他说，他子宫很薄。
And her doctor said to her, uterus is very thin.
因为那个葡萄胎就是已经长满了她的子宫，她肚子里都长满。
Because that tumor has already grown to fill her entire uterus.
所以如果要进行刮宫的清宫的时候，那个有的地方很硬，会容易子宫大出血。
So if they were to try to remove the tumor from the uterus, they might pierce the uterine wall.
然后他说有如果大出血的话
，And if there's a heavy hemorrhaging,
就要切除子宫。
Or blood flow, then they would have to cut out the entire uterus.
她才二十岁。
And she had only been 20 years old.
就不能要孩子。
Then she can no longer have any children the rest of her life.
而且她刚结婚。
And she had just gotten married.
有可能会离婚的危险。
And she could possibly, because of this, get divorced.
我那个时候很无助。
And I was so helpless.
我不知道该怎么办。
I didn't know what to do.
然后就在那个时候，我就去周一的就晚间的家庭聚会。
So it was that very night, in that Monday night of Bible family service.
当时梁传道就讲到说是交托。
And so that what I learned from the preacher that night was that we need to learn to entrust to God our matters.
我记得讲的我印象很深刻的一句话说。
And I remember very clearly one word he said.
你虽然有时你说你自己把你的你要你想要求的事情交托给神。
Even though a lot of times we say we give all our worries to God in prayer.
但你有时候会不放心。
But even though you say you entrust things to God, you still are too worried.
你信心不足。
You don't have enough faith.
你就会拿过来再看一下。
You will still grab that.Thing that you have given to God back to yourself again.
然后再跟神讲，我交托给你。
And then you'll tell God again, I entrust this to you, only to take it back again.
我觉得他就是在讲我。
I felt that he was talking about me.
然后梁传道讲，你要交托，你要有信心，你要相信神会医治他。
And the preacher said, you have to trust God, you have to give it to God, and you have to have the faith to believe that God will heal that person.
我听到那个他讲那句话的时候
，When he said that statement，
我就豁然开朗。
And all of a sudden, my mind was opened.
所以在那次祷告的时候
，In that very prayer，
我知道我妹妹她可以被治好。
And I firmly believe that God can heal my sister.
所以我每次都是在为她祷告。
So every time I prayed, I was praying very hard for her.
她清宫手术很成功。
And her surgery turned out to be very successful.
然后医生告诉她接下来她要去做化疗。
And then later on, the doctor said she has to receive chemotherapy.
她大概化疗了三个疗程。
And after three trials,
她跟我说姐我不想治了。
And she said, I don't want to be treated anymore.
她说她身体受不了了。
She cannot stand it anymore. It's too hard.
她觉得她的心跳心脏都快跳出来。
She felt the her blood pressure or her heartbeats were so high, it felt like her heart was going to fall out of her body.
她觉得她五脏六腑都有问题。
She felt like all her members of her body were breaking down.
我跟她讲，我说你没有去看心脏科医生啊。
I said, have you not seen a heart specialist?
她说有。
She said she has.
但她当她一听说我在化疗。
But once I heard that she was having chemotherapy,
她就给我开了一大堆保肝、保心、保脏的就一些保健品的那些药。
So then the doctor gave her a prescription for a lot of vitamins, a lot of medicine.
根本不起任何作用。
And it doesn't do me any good.
然后我就劝她。
So I advised her.
我当时我记得是七月份音乐营的时候。
And I remember it was during the hymnal evangelism week in Irvine.
前一个礼拜是因为刘洋他们夫妇有来。
And that week, Brother Liu Yang and his wife came.
安息日的时候他们在做见证。
And on Sabbath day, they testified.
当时他们的见证很打动我。
And their testimony greatly touched my heart.
我听完以后，当天晚上我就跟他讲。
And that very night, I shared their testimony with my sister in China.
我就跟我妹妹讲，我说讲她刘洋讲的见证。
And I told her the entire testimony that I heard from that brother.
讲我自己的体验。
And then I also share with her my experiences of God in this church.
我跟她讲，我说你只要相信神。
And I told her if you only believe in God,
神就会医好你。
And God can surely heal your disease.
她当时已经两天不能吃饭。
At that time, she had not been able to eat for 2 days already.
一直在吐。
She kept vomiting nonstop.
然后她说，她就在那边一边听。
And while she was listening to me intently on the other side of the phone,
她说姐，你再多讲一点。
She said, "Keep talking."
我听见她有在吃东西的声音。
I heard as if she was eating.
我就问她你在干嘛。
I said, "What are you doing?"
她说，我觉得我听你边听你的见证，我都可以吃得下去东西了。
She said, "It's strange, but actually, when I'm listening to you, tell me the testimony, I felt like I can actually start eating again. So I'm eating."
等我跟她分享完以后
，And after I finished sharing the testimony,
我要求她跟我一块祷告。
I told her, "Let's pray on the phone together."
她其实没有办法跪很长时间。
Actually, she cannot kneel down for very long.
我说没有关系。
I said, "It doesn't matter. You don't need to kneel down."
我跟她讲，我说神是鉴察人心的神。
And God is someone who searches the hearts.
你只要有心要去祷告。
As long as you have this heart to pray.
你哪怕躺着都可以。
Even if you are lying down to pray, it's fine too.
所以我就电话一直开着。
And so my phone was kept open.
我们就一直在祷告。
And we kept praying together.
大概有祷告四十多分钟吧。
And after praying for about 40 some minutes.
然后祷告完以后她说姐姐你有没有祷告完。
And then after the 40 minutes she said, have you finished your prayer?
然后我说祷告完了。
I said finished.
然后我就跟她说我说你要继续祷告。
And I told her you need to pray on your own also.
我有因为我在这边也帮他找，他在那个福建的教会。
And over here, I was trying my best to find another True Jesus Church in Fujian, China, where she lives.
我觉得神安排的每次都很奇妙。
And I felt like God's arrangement is always so wonderfully miraculous.
他去了好多家的医院。
She had been to so many hospitals.
最后决定在福建医治。
And so she finally decided to go to.A certain hospital in Fujian, China, for treatment.
当我让她去打电话去找教会的时候
，But after she went and called the True Jesus Church in China,
医院的对面就是真耶稣教会。
It turned out that the right across from that hospital that she was receiving treatment was the True Jesus Church.
神很体谅她的心
，And God really knows her heart.
知道她不能走太远的路
，Knows that she cannot walk very far to go to church.
就在他要看病的医院对面，给他安排一个教会。
And so God had already arranged to his church right across from the hospital that she was staying.
其实他当时虚弱到他连从医院走到教会那一段路都走不到。
And she was so weak at that time she couldn't even walk herself from the hospital to the church.
他每次也是安息日那一天在化疗。
And every time she was receiving chemotherapy on a Sabbath, Saturday.
但他那一段时间信心很好。
And that time, she had very strong faith.
她就让我妈妈扶着她走到对面的教会。
And she would ask my mother to hold her and help her walk across the church to the True Jesus Church.
等到了教会聚完会以后，因为她就要化疗，所以她再扶回来。
And after she attended the service, then my mother would help take her back to the hospital.
当时我们都是。我妈妈也陪着她一块祷告。
And my mother also knelt down to pray with her.
可是当时我妈妈其实没有再信。
And that time my mother didn't believe anymore, actually.
我没有跟我妈妈去分享一些就是教会的见证。
I didn't share any testimonies or word of God to my mother.
但是我妈妈为了她的女儿。
But for the sake of her daughter,
她愿意去陪着她一块祷告。
My mother was willing to pray with my younger sister.
等到因为我妹妹那个每次都会化验血。
And so because my sister will often have to have blood check.
她当时那个化验血的那个指标，她当时生病的时候是30万。
And at that time, when she was at her worst, the measurement was at 30,000.
医生告诉他说， 你的指标要降到三以下，你才会康复。
And then the doctor said, until this number of 30,000 reduces to below 3, you would not recover.
但当时，当时有一个姑娘跟她得的一样病。
And there was another patient who has the same disease she has in that ward.
比她还轻。
And was actually a more milder stage than her.
她已经医治了一年了。
And she had been receiving treatment for over a year already.
那个女孩的指标降到三以下。
And that lady, actually, her indicator already dropped below 3.
她也还巩固了三个疗程。
And she had actually endured 3 chemotherapy trials.
出院后。
But after she left the hospital,
没多久又复发，又回来医治。
And after leaving the hospital, her disease resurfaced and came back to the hospital.
而我妹妹一路下来都没有反复。
But for my sister, after she was treated, it never resurfaced again, her disease.
然后她，因为她心脏已经跳到，她承受不了，她跟我说她不要去治了。
And at that time, she decided she didn't want to receive any more chemotherapy because she felt her heart couldn't take the trials.
当时她的指标已经降到三。
And at that time, her indicator has already dropped to below 3.
她跟我讲，我说好，你去问医生，医生允许你出院，你就出院。
And so she told me she really wants to leave the hospital. So I said, as long as the doctor is willing to discharge you, go ahead.
因为我当时我相信。
And at that time, I truly believe.
我相信神会把她医治好。
That God will fully heal her.
她去跟医生讲。
And so she went to talk to the doctor.
医生跟她讲，说你再坚持三个疗程。
And then the doctor said, why don't you just endure for another 3 rounds of chemotherapy?
你一路都这么艰苦地走下来。
You have already been patient so far.
再三个疗程。
Just 3 more rounds of chemotherapy.
如果你要是回去再复发。
What if you go home and the cancer comes back?
你就不是三个疗程可以治好。
Then you cannot be healed in just 3 rounds of chemo anymore.
当时我妹妹很坚持要出院。
But my sister was insistent on being discharged from a hospital.
然后医生说，那好吧，你回去休息几天。
And then the doctor said, fine, and go home, rest for a few days.
因为当时她这个胳膊上就有一个很粗的针管。
And at that time, she has this very thick needle that's inserted into her arm.
医生不给她拔。
The doctor didn't want to take it off from her.
医生说，如果你出院以后，如果就不舒服的话，你再回来。
And the doctor said, if you don't feel well, you need to come back again.
然后她出院以后。
And after she was discharged from the hospital,
她去找了一家小诊所。
And she found a small clinic.
直接就把针管就让人家给拔。
And they removed it completely for her.
然后她就问一些就是她需要注意的事项，问医生。
So she asked for follow-up care.
医生说她每个月要去检查身体。
And the doctor said to go back for checkups every month.
去化验那个指标有没有反复，有没有上升。
To see if that indicator ever comes up higher than 3 again.
感谢神没有。
And thank God, up to now, it has not happened.
她现在大概有130磅吧，很重。
And she's now a lot heavier. She's now 130 pounds.
然后我是在去年七月份得圣灵。
And so since I received Holy Spirit last July,
我记得也是在周四的查经聚会。
And it was at one Thursday Bible study.
当时是周传道的太太在做见证。
And that time there was a wife of Pastor Zhou.
然后在祷告的时候，我觉得舌头有一点点抖动，就讲话不清楚。
Testifying, and then at the second prayer when we were praying, I felt my tongue was actually starting to move. Inside my mouth.
因为我对圣灵这件事一直都有一些质疑。
And at that time, I still had my doubts about the Holy Spirit.
虽然我很相信神。
Even though I believe in God firmly.
但我还是有疑问。
But I still had doubts about the tongue speaking in the Holy Spirit.
有一次我在祷告的，就是祷告中。
And one time when I was praying.
我旁边有一个弟兄在很大。
And there was a brother praying so loudly next to me.
他身体在颤抖。
And his body was moving greatly.
我就停下来。
And I stopped.
我就看他。
And I looked at him.
我心想，很正常的一个人呢，为什么要装？
And I thought to myself, if this is a normal person, why would he want to fake this type of action.
所以等到第周四聚完会以后，周五是灵恩会。
And Thursday was a Bible study, and Friday was the spiritual convocation.
我还是邀请我那个表妹跟我一块来参加。
And I asked my sister cousin to come with me to the service.
因为我有第一次就来教会被吓到的经验。
And because I've been to church and I got scared before coming to Trudy's church.
所以我就跟她说。
So I said to my cousin.
我说这个教会祷告有点怪。
I said to her, this church prays kind of funny.
我说你不要害怕。
But don't be afraid.
她说没事。
She said, it's okay.
然后就在祷告中我一直在为她祷告。
And so during that prayer, I was praying very hard for her.
我说求神不要让她害怕。
God, please don't let her be frightened about this church.
然后祷告的时候我就觉得我的颈部从上面就很热很热的一股力量就下来。
And I felt this very strong warmth coming down my spinal cord on my neck.
然后我就觉得我的舌头在跳。
And I felt my tongue start to move rapidly.
然后那个当时我是一股就是，很喜悦吧，就有点激动。
And at that time I became very emotional and very joyful.
他突然证实了我的怀疑。
And it actually answered my questions about Holy Spirit.
我说真的有圣灵。
And then I said to myself, truly there is Holy Spirit.
当时我祷告结束以后，我就问我表妹。
And after that prayer, I asked my cousin.
因为我在她旁边。
Because I was right next to her.
我说你有没有听到我祷告的时候怪怪的
？Did you hear something funny when I was praying next to you？
啊，她说没有。
She said no.
她说我只听见我旁边那个男生祷告很大声。
She said I was just so affected by that that man who was praying so loudly next to me.
然后回到家以后，我就有收拾家呀。
And so when I was cleaning the house after I got home,
然后我就一边收拾一边默祷。
And while I was cleaning, I was actually praying my heart.
没有发出任何声音。
I didn't pray out loud. I don't have any sound.
但你知道吗？那舌头就一直在跳，噔噔噔噔噔。
But for some reason, my tongue within my mouth kept leaping up and down.
然后我就觉得好神奇啊。
And I thought to myself, this is so miraculous.
然后。哦，我就晚上的时候我又在祷告。
And that night, I also continued to pray.
然后我是在就是十月份的时候灵恩会的时候，我决定受洗。
And then in the October that year, I decided to finally get baptized.
其实当时我还在犹豫。
By that time, actually, I was debating whether or not to get baptized.
因为那个时候我提前有跟他说，我有心想要去受洗。
That time, I actually did say to someone that I wanted to get baptized.
但从我讲完那个话以后
But after I said this, that I was willing to get baptized.
我表弟反正每天晚上只要到晚上他就会叫他肚子疼
And for some reason, after I said that, every night, my Sean, the little boy, my cousin, would always have stomach aches.
白天都没有事
And there is nothing wrong with him during the daytime.
一到睡觉就肚子疼。
But then right after, in the evening, right before sleep, he would have stomach aches.
当时他爸妈都不在。
And his parents, they reside in China, so they're not home.
所以我当时责任压力很大。
So I had very heavy responsibility here to care for him.
我说我照顾孩子怎么照顾到肚子疼。
And I said, how is it that I take care of him, yet he has this constant stomach ache?
我带他去看儿童医生。
I took him to the pediatrician.
没有检查任何问题。
They couldn't find any problems wrong with him.
那个医生就给他开了一些调节胃的药。
And so the doctor gave him something to regulate his stomach.
他还是继续肚子疼。
But he still continued to have stomach problems.
因为那段时间我周三也来聚会，周五也来聚会。
Is that time I would come to church Wednesday night and Friday night?
然后只要我来教会，他就叫肚子疼。
It seems like every time he came to church, that's when he'll say, I have stomach ache.
然后有一次我记得我忘记是周几了我在第二排那儿祷告跪下来祷告。
And I forgot, but there was one time when I was praying on the second pew over here.
彤彤就跪在我旁边。
And my Sean was kneeling right next to me praying.
然后我有时候祷告一会儿我会看他在干嘛。
Sometimes when I'm praying, I would just open my eyes to check on him, making sure he's okay.
等我祷告我看回头看他的时候
，But when I was praying, all of a sudden I was looking, turning around, looking at him.
我吓一跳。
I was suddenly scared.
我看见一个老太太。
I saw this old lady.
她拄着一个拐杖。
With this cane.
这样看着我。
and was staring at me.
我特别害怕。
I was so terrified by her.
然后我就赶紧带着童童就回家。
I took my cousin and quickly left the church and went home.
我说，哎，我这个教会不是神的教会吗？
I said, isn't this church the church of God?
为什么我会看到这些东西？
Why would I see something weird like this?
所以那段时间我就做一个试验。
And at that time, I decided to do a test.
我不带童童来教会。
I don't bring my younger cousin to church anymore.
他不肚子疼。
And then his stomach doesn't hurt anymore.
可是我带他来教会，他就肚子疼。
But when I bring him to church, his stomach will hurt.
我带他去了好几次去看医生。
And I've taken him to the doctor so many times.
血也抽了。
And they had taken his blood test.
X-片也拍了。
And they had X-rays.
医生不知道他。
And the doctor didn't know what was going on.
然后我就很奇怪，我说那找不出医，不是美国的医生很厉害吗？
And I thought to myself, aren't the American doctors supposed to be very good?
为什么连一个肚子疼都治不好？
Why can't they even heal something as simple as a stomachache?
有一天，童童肚子疼，哭的不行。
And one time he had such a painful stomach, he kept crying, crying, he wouldn't stop crying.
然后我很无助，我就跟我 就之前那个教会的朋友打电话。
And so I was so worried beyond my wits. I called the lady that was at an old church I used to go to.
她就告诉我,
And she told me,
如果她肚子疼得特别厉害,
if his stomach hurts a lot,
你必须要打911。
Need to call 911.
然后她就跟我说一些话, 把我吓到了。
And what she said to me actually made me even more scared.
我说有那么严重吗? 她只是肚子疼。
I said, is it so serious? It's just a stomachache, right?
然后我就给这个教会的一个姐妹打电话。
And then I called the sister in the Trudeau's church here too.
然后那个姐妹说，你要不要梁传道的电话？
And she said, do you want to call Pastor Liang?
我当时很无助，我说好啊好啊。
I said, okay, yes, I want to call Pastor Liang.
然后我就给梁传道打电话。So
I called Pastor Liang's cell phone.
然后我说，梁传道，你可不可以跟彤彤按手？
I said, can you please pray for Sean and lay pray for him.
因为当时吓到我自己在跟他一边讲一边在哭。
Actually, I was so scared and worried when I was asking him, I was actually crying.
然后梁传道说他在圣地亚哥，可能是第二天下午三点回来。
And he said he's in San Diego, but he'll come back by 3 o'clock the next day.
然后让我4点钟的时候在教会等他。
And to come to church at 4 o'clock.
我就带彤彤来教会。
So I brought Sean to church.
然后传道就跟他按手。
And so the preacher prayed for him, lay hands on him.
然后其实当天他还是有肚子疼。
Actually, that very day, he already had stomachache.
可是到后来就是不是很厉害了。
But then later on, his pain subsided.
然后我就带他去，我说我就跟医生，有一次他还是肚子疼，我就带他去看医生。
Another time he had a stomachache, so I took him to the doctor.
医生要让他回去复查，他化完血以后要让他复查。
And so the doctor wanted to follow up on his care because I had taken him to a doctor before.
然后我就跟那个医生讲。
And so in a follow-up visit, I said to the doctor,
他会不会是便秘啊？
Do you think he's having constipation?
然后那个医生说， 哦，有可能是。
And the doctor said maybe.
然后他就给我开了一些就是清肠的那些药给孩子吃。
So he gave me some things that laxative to clean out his intestines.
医生说，那个一袋啊，你如果他如果一袋喝一次喝一袋，如果一袋的那个他喝的拉的太厉害的话，你就半袋给他喝。
And said if it's too much, then just give him half of the portion.
然后我就说好。
And I said, okay.
我回去就给他冲了一袋。
And afterwards, I gave him the medicine.
他没有任何反应。
Laxative, but he had no results.
可是从那以后，他没有再肚子疼。
But then after that, his stomach pain went away.
我现在就在讲那个我受洗，
and then,
我决定受洗。
Then going back to my deliberation about getting baptized.
我是跟 教会人讲说我想受洗。
So at that time, I told the church members here that I would like to get baptized.
但其实我又有点犹豫。
But because I was getting worried about some things.
因为我之前有去别的教会受过洗。
Because I had been baptized in the other church already before.
所以我就有好多问题在问他们。
So I had so many questions to question them.
然后到后来以后，等到就灵恩布道会的 第一天的时候
And after the spiritual convocation October, first day of spiritual evangelism night,
我还在想我要不要受洗
I said to myself, should I get baptized this time or not?
然后晚上聚完会我回到家
And after I went home,
然后我阿姨跟我打电话
Then my aunt,the mother of my cousin called me from China.
她非常生气
She was extremely angry.
然后说你为什么要带彤彤
I said, why do you bring
这么晚了不回来
My son to the church so late.
然后说了一堆话
And she said a lot of things.
但我记得最清楚的就是你不能再带彤彤去教会
And the one thing that I remember very clearly, she says, you can't bring my son to church anymore.
其实我当时很伤心
And that time I was greatly hurt.
然后我就说，为什么我要去受洗？为什么有这么多，会受到这么多伤害
？And that time I was thinking to myself, why is it that I want to get baptized and I would face so many trials and troubles?
然后我就跟我教会一个姐妹打电话。
And I called another sister at the church.
我说这几天灵恩布道会我可能来不了。
Maybe these few days of spiritual convocation I can't come.
但受洗那天我会来。
But I will come the day of the baptism.
虽然我阿姨阻止我，但是我。恰恰他那一下阻止我，反而让我更下定决心说我要去受洗。
And because my auntie was trying to prevent me from getting baptized, I made even more sure that I would get baptized.
然后我就等到礼拜天早上。
And then until Sunday morning.
然后我当时我姥姥他们在家。
And that time my grandmother was there.
我收拾好东西。
And then I clean up the house.
我说姥姥，我今天要受洗。
And I said to my my grandmother said, I'm going to get baptized.
然后我姥姥说，就有点犹豫。
And she was kind of hesitant about letting me go.
然后她说，那你带彤彤吗？
And she said, are you going to bring Sean?
然后我就害怕他们阻止我。
I was very afraid that she would prevent me from going to get baptized.
我说我不带，我把他留下来。
I said, no, I'm not going to bring him. I'm just going
to... 我大概四点钟会回来。
I'll be back at four.
然后我就赶紧拿着东西就走。
So I quickly ran away from the house to go come to church.
然后等我受完洗以后第二个礼拜。
And after baptism, the second week,
我姥姥说，哎，你们教会怎么样啊？
And then she actually asked me, how's your church going?
我说很好啊。
I said, it's very good.
他说：“那下个礼拜我陪你一块儿去教会啊。”
And out of the blue, she said, "I'd like to go to your church with you next week."
哦，我就在想，哎，不是之前都不让我来吗？
And I was thinking, all this time they have been trying to prevent me from coming to church.
然后
，Why would she say that?
他们就跟我一块儿来。
And they came together with me to church.
然后没过几个月，我阿姨也来了。
And later on, after a few months, my aunt also came.
有时候，有一天我跟他，我跟我阿姨就聊见证。
And one day I was sharing the testimonies with my aunt.
然后我就跟她分享刘洋的见证。
I share with her testimony of brother Liu Yang.
然后讲完见证以后，我就跟她分享，我说当时你还不让我受洗。
And I said to him, "Do you remember that time you didn't want me to get baptized?"
然后我阿姨说没有啊。
She said, "I don't recall that. I never said that."
然后我说我特别记得你怎么讲。
And I said, "I clearly remember you said this and this and this that day."
但她完全不记得。
She said.I have no recollection.
他说他没有那样讲。
I never said those things.
然后从那一刻我才知道。
From that moment forward, I understood.
魔鬼可以从任何人和事情上来阻止你去做神的工。
That when it comes to salvation, the devil will use things, people, anything that he could use to prevent you from drawing closer to God.
OK， 那我就讲，就在那个今年四月份我祷告的时候，灵恩布道会祷告的时候。
Actually, she has a lot of more testimonies to share. So just one last one she wants to share tonight.
我早祷的时候，早祷会。
This was in the spiritual convocation April this year, 2015, in a morning prayer.
就是我前一天做了一个梦。
I had a dream the previous night.
我梦见我妈妈去世了。
I dreamed that my mother passed away.
我哭了一晚上。
And the whole night I was crying so hard.
然后第二天早上我妈妈跟我视频，我不敢跟她接电话。
And that day, that morning, my mom was trying to call me, but I was afraid to pick up her phone.
我怕是别人打的，拿她的电话跟我打。
I was afraid someone had used her phone to call me and tell me some bad news about her.
然后早祷会我就过来祷告。
And so in the morning, prayer session, I quickly came to church to pray.
我向神祷告，我说你要救他们，他们身体软弱。
I said to God, I said, God, you have to save my family. My family, they have a weak health.
他们身体有哪些哪些病，求神医治。
My parents and my sister, they have some diseases. You need to heal their diseases.
然后因为我妹妹也是刚康复不久
Because my sister just recovered from cancer not too long ago
所以我就一直在为他们三个人祷告
So I kept praying for the three of them
然后我就一直在祷告
And while I was praying very deeply in prayer
然后突然之间我就看到突然周围一片漆黑
And all of a sudden I saw this blackness
然后只有好像
in front of me
有两个灯光好像照在那里。
And it seemed like there's two lights that were shining on that darkness.
然后我就看见我爸爸、我妈妈还有我妹妹躺在那里。
And then I saw the corpse of my father, mother, and my sister lying there on the ground.
然后我看见他，我就哭，我说求神救他呀，救他呀。
When I saw their dead bodies, I cried so hard, God, save them, save them.
然后。就突然之间，就一个很大的，就亮亮的地方。
And all of a sudden, this place became bright.
一堆人在那儿躺着。
But then I saw many, many corpses covering all the ground.
周围都是冷冰冰的。
And all of them had dead, cold bodies.
我知道那些人都是死掉的。
I know that they are all dead.
然后我当时很伤心，我就替他们祷告，我说求神救他们，救他们。
And I was crying so hard. I said, God, please. I pleaded with God, please save all these people. Please save them all.
然后我就突然之间，我就听到他在跟我讲。
And I hear the voice of the Lord talking to me.
他说你不要去为他们的身体的健康祷告。
Don't just pray for their physical health.
你要为他们的重生祷告。
You need to pray for them to be reborn again.
然后祷告，我祷告结束后。
And after that prayer,
然后晚上，下午有一个祷告会。
In the afternoon spiritual communication, there's another prayer session.
因为我还在担心上午的那个祷告。
I was so worried about what I saw that morning.
所以我又在为他们祷告。
And so I continued to pray for my family.
我首先看到的是一堆人在唱歌，看见有人在受洗。
And then all of a sudden, I saw a whole bunch of people standing, and then some people getting baptized.
然后过一会儿，画面就换过去，然后就看见有一个人在为另一个人洗脚。
And then the scene changed, and I saw there was one person washing the feet of another person.
然后那个画面也不见了，然后继续就看见，我没有看到，我就闻见一股血的味道。
And then the third scene, I didn't see anything, but I could smell blood.
然后我就看到好多人都站起来。
And I saw many people standing there.
然后不知道在吃什么东西。
They were eating something.
然后也不知道在喝什么东西。
And they were drinking something.
但是我闻见一股血的味道。
Even though I didn't know what they were eating or drinking, I could smell the blood of the flesh.
然后我就祷告结束后，我就问就教会的姐妹。
And afterwards, I asked a sister in church what this vision meant.
我说为什么我会看到这些东西
？Why am I seeing? What does these three visions mean?
然后那个姐妹就跟我讲。
And that sister explained to me.
讲因为教会受洗的过程。
That the sacraments in our church.
其实我也受过洗，我也知道。
I myself already received holy baptism, so I know the three sacraments in our church.
可是我只是看到那些东西，我完全不知道是什么意思。
Yet when the three scenes were shown to me in the vision, I didn't relate the two together.
但他跟我讲完以后，我心里很平安。
But after she explained to me what it meant, I have felt tremendous peace in my heart.
然后我就跟他讲。
And then I said to her,
我就说。我还有一个祷告。
I said I still have another prayer.
然后我祷告的时候，因为我希望我父母也跟我得到福音。
And I really pray that God will also save my family so they can also all receive salvation.
所以我就问神，我说我要不要回国
？I said to God, should I return back to China to try to bring them to church?
然后就有一个意念，他告诉我，他说不要让我回国。
And the Holy Spirit said to me, you don't need to go back to China.
他跟我讲得很 好像很严厉的。
And said to me very severely, seriously.
他说你在这里都不传福音。
You don't even preach when you're here in America.
你回去怎么跟他们传
？When you go back, how are you going to even preach to them?
然后我就觉得我就是当时就是一个小孩子。
And I felt like I was being scolded as if I was a little child.
我就跟他祷告，我说好，我知道了，我就知道。
And I said to him, "Yes, I know. Okay, I understand."
好，我见证讲完。
So, this concludes my testimony.
愿一切荣耀归于天上的神。
And may all glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God.
我们莉莉姐妹给我们好的见证。
Thank God for a wonderful testimony.
我们知道这个来信神圣的是一个属灵的征战。
We know that for any soul to come to Christ, it is actually a spiritual battle.
那以弗所书又跟我们讲，这是一个与灵界的征战。
And Ephesians tells us this is a battle in the spiritual realm.
要经过很多的征战跟挣扎。
And through a lot of struggles and courageous battles.
那刚开始我们听到说他怎么去找教会。
At first, it was a struggle for her to find the right church.
他也有心中也有想要找教会的这个渴慕。
And she had a strong urge to look for a church of God.
我记得我们今天礼拜在查经的时候，刘长老讲到说这个神的羊会听神的声音。
And I remember how Elder Liu shared on Monday night Bible study that the sheep of God will listen to the voice of God.
也会来跟主。
And the sheep will follow the shepherd's voice.
我们听到说他真的来的真的是神的带领，神的恩典。
And we know that through her testimony that her coming to this church is really through the personal guidance of God.
那神的感动，他也顺服的神的感动来追求神。
And God also touched her, but she also submitted to His.
那从这他短短的信主的过程里面，我们可以发现说他很多时候都信靠神。
And from this short journey of faith of 1.5 years, we find that she always relies on God and trusts in God for many things.
虽然他在软弱的时候信心不够，但是神借着我们周围的人的话让我们得到勉励，让我们再次有信心。
And through the words that others are around me speak to her, she was able to. Receive faith and encouragement.
他也从妹妹的病痛里面，或是他的表弟的病痛里面，他学习都靠神。
And she learned from the incidents of her sister's illness how to entrust God.
那我们听到说，一个人信主要把一个人从魔鬼的辖制、罪恶里面，从黑暗到光明，这是一个很艰难的过程。
As the Bible says, for a soul to be redeemed from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, this is a battle.
这是为什么说圣经也说一个罪人的悔改天上的天使都要为他欢呼。
And that is why the Bible says that if even just one sinner repents, the whole heaven, the host of angels will rejoice.
这是为什么说有时候我们做福音的工作虽然是一个灵魂，我们要做很多的工作，很多的代祷的工作。
And that is why even though sometimes we only have one person baptized, but actually it requires so much prayer and so much work.
那甚至说他真的要来信的那前后。前几天我们发现说魔鬼百般的阻挡。
And even before that week that she wanted to get baptized, the devil will use all obstacles to prevent her from coming to be baptized.
然后到最后当她信的时候，我们发现说神让她知道说，当我们今天在世界上所求的不是说只是这个物体上肉体上的平安，而是要求那个永生。
And so in her final vision, she testified, we learned that God was teaching her that when we pray, we're not praying for only the material, physical blessings of healing.
所以感谢神，我们希望借着今天莉莉姐妹的见证，让我们再次的得到激励，也知道说这个做这个福音、传福音的工作是很宝贵的。
And that actually through her testimony, we learned that salvation of the soul is far more important. And so that is why we see that in her life and through experience.
那也需要我们大家都有同一个心智，为这个事情来做祷告，做努力。
And this type of war to win souls requires a team effort from all the members of the church.
好，那我们今天呢就结束。
你要讲一下三个 scene 是什么 ？Three scene 是什么东西？
现在跪下来祷告，结束我们今天的见证会。
Kneel down and conclude our testimony session.